More than a week of campaigning to go in South Carolina before the next big Republican vote. The GOP presidential hopefuls are blasting the airwaves with political ads and ringing the phones of likely voters ahead of next Saturday's primary. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News, chief Washington correspondent, the host of Face the Nation. You've been doing a great job keeping an eye on this campaign on the show each Sunday. This is an amazing situation here. Republicans have a leading candidate. They just don't want to embrace him, apparently.
It is an amazing thing. Mitt Romney continues to be at the top of the polls. He had a big win up there in New Hampshire, but there remains, and if you look at the national polls or at the polls down in South Carolina, a large group of Republicans who just want somebody else. The problem is they can't decide who. They can't coalesce around any single candidate. And as long as Ron Paul, who I think most people would agree is not going to get the nomination, as long as he continues to pull in anywhere from 10% to 20%, that really prevents any other Republican from emerging as the alternative to Mitt Romney. I think right now, in a funny kind of way, Ron Paul is Mitt Romney's best pal, best friend.
Well, you have these prominent conservatives meeting in Texas now trying to come up with an alternative to Romney. You think they're going to come up with one of the candidates already in the race or someone completely new?
You know, I'm not sure that the right side of the Republican Party is ever going to coalesce around anybody. I think things are going to continue on just about the way they are. What could happen here is that once the primary season is over and you get to the convention, that you may see Ron Paul come out heading up a third party. Now, you'll find as many people tell you he's not going to do that as tell you he will, but I still think that remains a possibility. But at the end of the day, I think Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee unless something changes dramatically.
Now, Bob, has the president taken a good preemptive move, the details of which we're going to learn later on today, this morning announcing a new effort to streamline government, perhaps not unlike the effort undertaken back in the Clinton administration?
Well, I think you're not going to see much of anything happen this year. This is an election year, and look, last year was Donald election year, and we managed to go through an entire year without the Congress accomplishing or agreeing on anything of significance. I think you just multiply that by a factor of about 12, and you're going to have what we're going to have this year in Washington. This is an election year. Here's a bulletin put out, an extra edition here. Nothing is going to happen except politics this year, I think, Mike.
You've got a couple of candidates on this Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, we got Rick Santorum, who continues to score pretty well, continues to build on the base that he had. And then Newt Gingrich is in there again. He continues to be a force here. And the reason is, I think after he finished, fourth or fifth last in New Hampshire, but you had this fellow out in Las Vegas that gave $5 million to this super PAC that he's got, and a lot of that is going to be turned into instant negative commercials about Mitt Romney. And they're already up and running down there in South Carolina right now, so I think he remains a force. We're also going to talk to Jim DeMint, who is the one of the founders of the Tea Party, as it were. He's very influential in conservative circles down in South Carolina. He'll be with us, and we're going to round it out with Jody Cantor, who wrote this new book about the Obamas. And, so we'll see what she has to say. You know, Mrs. Obama went on television this week saying that just wasn't true, that she had just taken the wrong slant. And so we'll see what Jody Cantor says about what Mrs. Obama said about what Jody Cantor said about Mrs. Obama.
Sounds like you're loaded for Sunday morning again. Bob, have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bob Schieffer, CBS News, chief Washington correspondent. He's the host of Face the Nation. Money.